Next item on the agenda is discussion, use of a bycatch reduction device in recreational crab pots. Dr. Rom. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Bowen, Commissioners. What I wanted to do was update you on the BRD issue and as it pertains on to recreational crab traps and also make a request. First of all, one thing you should be aware of right now is that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is now considering placing the diamondback terrapin on Appendix 2 of CITES, the Convention on International Trade of Endangered Species, which would deem it, quote-unquote, vulnerable to over-exploitation and slow to recover. So, and there's a move across the whole Atlantic and Gulf Coast to do so, to support that. Which means that it may, in the long run, pose problems for the blue crab fishery. So on.
Both commercial and recreational.
Yes, across the board, because that would be federal listing. And some are even considering trying to get it up to endangered species status and so on.
Of course.
So, so I gave you a manuscript report that summarized the study, and I'm not going to go back over that. That report basically showed two things. One, that crab traps, now these are shallow water crab traps, so these do not deal with commercial crab traps in general, it's just shallow water ones, primarily recreational ones, that they captured, the crab traps that did not have BRDs captured virtually all of the diamondback terrapins that were caught. It's roughly 40-some diamondback terrapins in that study in 1 year. The BRD traps captured, I believe it was one. Maybe two. And then secondly, there was no difference in the crab catch in those traps. In that report, we also summarized the existing information basically across the Gulf and Atlantic coast, which showed the same sort of pattern in shallow water crab traps that you get virtually, in most cases, you get no change in the crab catch. We had a follow-up study. Now, that report was based on a very intensive study at a couple of locations. So there was a question as how applicable was it. So this past summer, I had a student conduct a separate study. This time we went to 24 locations, and we sampled over a shorter time frame. And we basically got the same results, that there's no – and that's not in that particular report. But
where were the locations?
This was all – okay, this was in the York River – throughout the York River from about the middle reaches down to the mouth. And 12 on the North Shore, 12 on the South Shore, all of the locations were, again, shallow water locations near homeowners' docks and so on. Some of them were in seagrass, and we need to actually investigate that further. There might be some differences in seagrass, so we're not talking about the commercial crabbers. The couple of interesting things, and then there was another study done by Randy Chambers, Dr. Chambers, who is a diamondback terrapin expert on the main campus, and they found the same thing. They did another intensive study this year and found the same thing. The other thing that is actually quite interesting is that the bycatch in BRD pots, not just terrapins, but fish, of all the fish that were caught, roughly 90 to 95% of the fish were caught in non-BRD traps. Dead. We caught summer flounder, just a wide assortment of fish, plus some other some crabs that were actually killed in there. So there's a bycatch issue that can be also potentially prevented by the BRD traps, by BRDs. The what I am requesting then is to work with staff on a regulation to require BRDs in recreational crab traps. And so that's basically where I'm at right now.
Any questions, Dr. Lipschitz? Dr. McConaughey?
Yeah, Rob, when I read through this, that two locations, 4 weeks, was kind of a weak point, and now that you've got more data.
Right.
I assume that data was similar to what was presented.
It's exactly similar, and also there's data from Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, and basically everywhere that the studies are conducted, you get the same situation. And I think basically to discuss this would, I guess, offer the perception that at least Virginia the Commonwealth is attempting to do something about this. I mean, it's a, if you think about it, it's basically a loss that is needless. I mean, a lot of the recreational traps are left out for several days. The terrapins get in there chasing after the bait and so on, and they're just killed. And so, in my view, it's something that basically would offer to reduce the losses in terrapin, reduce the losses in some of the fish bycatch, and really places no or has little effect, if any, on the crab catch. In fact, if anything, the trends in our study were that the BRD traps tended to catch more legal-sized crabs and fewer sublegal crabs. We don't know yet why that is, but that's the way it went.
Are any of these devices commercially available now with
yes,
the BRDs?
Yes. Yes, they are. Part of the request would be to work with staff to actually get the devices. Oh, that's the other thing. They're cheap. They're 40 to 50 cents each. And so for the homeowner, it would basically mean $4 extra. What we would propose to do is work with staff to have the situation where the basically the sellers of traps would actually already have those in the traps. And so just increase the cost of the traps by a couple dollars. And so everything would be ready for the homeowners to just, okay, now we're buying a Virginia recreational crab trap that already has the BRDs in there.
I guess, you know, the only concern I've got is I've recreationally crabbed a lot of crab pots. No problem. No problem, terrible.
Well, it depends.
And, you know, what do you say?
We're primarily interested in the shallow water ones, the ones that, basically are primarily put off the docks in the shallows because they're adjoining the marshes.
Okay. I just like to be able to be in a position, you know, y'all making a regulation. Have you ever caught one of them? No, quite honestly, I haven't. And I'm wondering, I don't know they're endangered, but are they more?
Well, I think it's a matter of being risk averse in the sense that definitely there are going to be some areas where there aren't many terrapins. And it's not going to be a loss to them because you also avert the fish bycatch. And you're not going to affect the crab catch. So it's one of those things where it appears to be a no loss.
Not to belabor it, but do these terrapins tend to avoid areas that have high concentration of snapping turtles or the commingle?
No, they're an estuarine turtle. There are only estuarine turtles. So really the upper reaches, they're not going to be there in the freshwater areas. They're only in the estuary itself. They're all the way down. They're in the seaside lagoons. Anyway, it's the only estuarine turtle in North America.
I've got snappers in my yard that are big as the top of that. Yeah.
I would not expect to find diamondbacks in those areas then.
There's your answer. If you ever want to do a snapping turtle study, come to my house. I've got pictures you won't believe.
Right. I've gotten many calls for our sea turtle stranding network where it ends up being somebody says we've got a sea turtle walking on our road, and I said no, it's probably a snapping turtle. And
I had one
stay away
in my backyard. You couldn't get into a snow shark. Further comments or questions?
I just have a couple comments.
How about it?
I don't know. There's millions of them on the Eastern Shore. Yeah. If you ever need a respondent stop, I'll slip out and get you 10,000 in a day. I don't understand why they're talking in danger. I'm not kidding you. I know places where you can catch 100 like that.
I think it's the main issue is, I know it's somewhat of an issue on the seaside, but the main issue is really in the main stem. Because or the bay proper, because that's where you have the homeowners, all the docks, and all the. I mean, I think it's just the intensity of recreational crabbing there.
And if they're not spawning, they prefer turkey bank.
Okay.
They like the sand when they crawl up there, they lay eggs, but.
And there is another. I mean, I'm not going to go over the ecological benefits. Megan Rook, the master's student, had gone over that, but they are an important ecological species as well.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ron, I appreciate your presentation. We've discussed this a couple of times now, I think, in the Blue Crab Committee. And the first time around, you had some preliminary data. And so we had some discussion about that. And on the face of it, I think the committee's reaction was that their preference was that we maybe proceed with some sort of educational strategy, outreach strategy, et cetera. And I guess part of it, too, was we were waiting for a more complete report, and so now we have that in front of us, and it does indicate that there is, in fact, a significant reduction in terrapin interactions. I think it's appropriate to consider action on it, but I would just suggest that if you're to work with staff or staff develops a straw man regulation, that we refer that to the committee for consideration before coming back to the commission.
That would be fine. I think that's a great idea.
Well, just to follow up, I think one of the challenges is going to be, and this is one of the concerns discussed in committee, was getting the word out to the recreational public that might use crab pots, because that's a pretty big universe. And as you know, some of them are allowed to have the pots simply by statute. So we don't necessarily have a database that has every recreational crab potter in it that we can notify in an easy way. So I think it's going to take a lot of outreach if we go down the road of regulation to get the word out.
They do. Several states already require it.
There's state animal week. I'm sure they require it. I wouldn't want them catching my cardinals up. What is it you're asking? Does the staff work with you on the
whatever the you recommend as far as moving forward? And I think if I guess to work with staff and provide something for the Blue Crab Subcommittee is probably the next step.
You all got it covered? Mm-hmm. Thank you for the report, Robert. I appreciate it. Any other business to come before the commission? If not, meeting is adjourned.